We're at the stage where we're going to have to think about the Pancake Parlour Challenge for this year. It gives us $20,000 to give away to her charity, Do the Kind Folk from the Pancake Parlour. We need to find some other form of challenge. What have we had? You ran around the tan against Paul Bentley. I ran around the tan against Darren Goldsping.
I swam against the disabled swimmer and the very elderly woman and the five-year-old kid.
Yes, and there was last year's debacle that was Wonder Balls on Ice.
Yep. We had a cook-off, too, against Shannon Bennett.
That's right, we did, too. We've turned our attention to... We're trying to think of something that we could do, and we've turned our attention to a reasonably maligned... Sorry, a much maligned profession. They cop it fairly regularly. We're keen to find out if it really is a tough gig or if it's the breeze we reckon it should be. So next month, for charity, you and I are going to compete in the Pancake Parlour Taxi Challenge. Right, we've got the umbrella term. It's a taxi challenge,
but we've got to work out how it works.
Yeah. So if you've got any ideas, 96900693 on what the taxi challenge should involve or what the rules and regulations should be, give us a call. In the meantime, we need advice from the taxi czar, Victorian Taxi Services Commissioner Graeme Samuel. Graeme, good morning, dear.
Good morning to you.
You reckon it'll be a tough gig?
Yeah, I doubt that you guys can satisfy it, Frank, because you haven't got the skill that taxi drivers have got. I mean, if I say to you, take me to the clocks, where are you going to take me?
I take you to the intersection of Flinders and Swanson.
Well, that's good. You passed, because one of your commentators the other day failed on that. He had no idea where the clocks were. So that's good.
Having said go to the clocks, it's not actually one of the easiest parts of Melbourne to get to either, is it?
No, well, that's one of the harder ones. It'd probably take you an hour to get from there, from Russell Street to Flinders Street in any event. But listen, before we start, guys, we better just be ensuring that you're complying with the law. So I take it you're not going to ask for fares from your passengers?
No, we won't.
That's all right, because if you did that and you didn't have a proper accreditation and your vehicle was not properly licensed, then we'd have to prosecute you, which I wouldn't want to do.
Thank you.
Enjoy a good relationship.
What else have we got to do?
Do I need anything other than my normal driver's licence, Graeme?
No, if you're not going to ask for payment, then you're okay. You can take them as taking your wife or partner, whatever it is. So that's fine.
Are we allowed to pretend that we're charging them?
You can pretend as long as you don't charge.
Okay, what else do we have to do, Graeme? What's on your list?
Now, this is the more important thing. Are you going to open the door to escort them into the car?
Yes, I would.
Why would you do that?
I wouldn't do it, because it's never been done for me.
Yeah, but see, this is the thing. This is the new standard that taxi drivers are setting. So they're starting to provide a whole new courtesy to their passengers. So I'd expect you to show complete courtesy, the way that many taxi drivers are now doing it. If they've got some baggage, you're going to help them put it in the booth?
Absolutely. Graeme, I want to make it clear that unlike my companion on the wireless here, I intend to provide a premium service.
Yeah, well, that's important because you'll both be charging the same price, but you'll be providing the better service. That's where your competition will heat up. But I do hope, for example, if they've got some baggage, that you actually open the boot and help them put it in and take it out afterwards.
Well, he's going. Ross is going to wear a uniform and all that sort of stuff. I'm going to be more authentic.
I'm not wearing a uniform,
Graeme. I'm not going to shower or shave for a week.
Well, yeah, but see, you're one of those few drivers that we're going to take off the road for being unkempt and untidy. I've got to tell you, the vast bulk of drivers, in all my experience, and most of them don't know who I am, but in all my experience with the drivers, do you know what they're like? They're courteous. They do actually know where they're going, and they help you. If you've got bags, and you're an old man like me, they help you put the bags in the boot, and then they help take it out and everything. I mean, they're terrific. And if you guys can match that standard, great credit to you. If you can't, then we'll come down on you like we do anyone else that does the wrong thing.
Graeme, you're a champ. Thank you very much. We will take all your guidelines and put them into effect. We thank you for your time.
Good to talk to you.
Right, Graeme Samuel, Victorian Taxi Services Commissioner. That's what now. I'm just trying to formulate in my own head. Just like he said, take me to the clocks.
Yeah.
You could have us get instructions in codified form that any normal Melburnian would understand.
Such as, take me to the G.
Yeah, or such as, excuse me, Mr. Burns, I'd like to go to the only single-story pub in inner suburban Melbourne.
Mm. Yes.
All right. Can you take me there, Mr. Burns?
I think I can.
Right. Well, just down the other side of these calls, you tell me. Simon Percy is from 13 Cabs. Simon, good morning, dear.
Good morning, fellas.
How can we help?
Well, I believe you're looking at becoming a 24-hour taxi driver.
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. bicycle. We'd love to give you a hand if you need some training down at Wanbury Cabs. We've got a great training school, and I think you fellas fit right in.
I reckon that'd be great. It's an excellent idea. We come down and see how you train the taxi drivers, and we'll get some tips from you.
Look, tell you the lads and the trainers down there, they fill you full of, I guess, good information to make sure that you can give a great service to our travelling public.
Yeah, beauty. Simon, stay on the line. That's exactly. You and I will go down. We might film it for the social media. Simon Percy from 13 Cabs. Vicky?
Yes, I suggest that you could perhaps go out to Melton or anywhere out in the western suburbs, but not use any of the main roads or freeways, but you have to go through the back ways as though the freeways have been closed due to accidents.
Ah, righto. Give me a destination.
Oh, anywhere out, say, Currajong Way or Melton.
Currajong Way.
Currajong.
Righto. No, that you were suggesting a real pancake parlour challenge for the two
of
us. Vicky, thank you very much. Okay, the lines are going berserk. Mr. Burns, where are you taking me to?
I'm taking you to Brunswick Street, Fitzroy, to the Labour in Vain.
It's not a pub. I'd love to go out there and see Roman behind the jump at the Labour in Vain, but no, that's not what I'm thinking of.